To hear Michael Sams tell it, the fire started without warning and moved very quickly. It was about 4:30 in the afternoon.
The kid had just gotten out of school, my grandson Cecil, and he was watching his playing a video game or something on his TV there in the living room, and I was cooking some stew, and I saw this flash back there and in the back bedroom.
The trailer is home to Sam's daughter, Alicia Soto, her fiancé, Wayne Patterson, and their 7-year-old son, Cecil Patterson. While the yellow structure, situated near the mouth of Indian River, still stands, the inside is scorched black and smoked through. The air is musty, still carrying traces of the blaze. Sam's flips his hands over and shows me the top. Each one has a bright red burn mark, about the size of a quarter.
I tried to put the fire out, and I had only one fire extinguisher, but it was, by the time I saw it, it was going pretty well.
Sam's brought Cecil and the family dog outside. Cecil called 911 while Sam's went back inside to try to contain the fire.
The smoke was down to about waist high, and yeah, it was pretty scary how fast it all happened. And of course, in the wind yesterday didn't do us any favors either.
By 4:45, the fire department responded and was able to put out the blaze. Assistant Fire Chief Al Stevens determined the cause to be faulty electrical wiring in the back bedroom. The fire was accelerated by the paper used to hold up the insulation in the ceiling. This is a feature in many older trailers, Stevens says, which doesn't meet current fire code.
So when the electrical wiring arced, it caught that paper that's holding that insulation up, and that was able to spread the whole length of the trailer from one end to the other.
Stevens says the family was able to recover their personal belongings, but the trailer, which Patterson had just paid off, didn't have insurance on it.
I'm writing it off as a total loss, but because the majority of the fire was in the back bedroom and in the overhead, there may be an opportunity to salvage it. I don't know. He's going to have to put a false roof over it.
Stephen adds that he's happy none of the occupants were harmed and stresses the importance of calling 911 the moment a fire begins. Back at the home, Sam's has returned to assess the damage. The stew he was cooking is on a bench nearby, now cold. Raindrops are bouncing off the lid. He grabbed the pot in the fray as he left the house.
And for some reason, I turned off the range at the same time, you know, and grabbed that and came out. I thought, well, maybe it's going to be a long night tonight. So, and I never did get around to eating any of it. I couldn't. I'm still not hungry. I've just been sick all evening. No sleep at all. You know, it's just, yeah.
In light of the devastation, family and friends have rallied. Don Menendez, a family friend, quickly set up an online donation page for the family through the website GoFundMe. In less than 24 hours, the Soto Patterson House Fire Fund has raised over $6,000 on its way to a $10,000 goal. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.